Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I've got a great program lined up for you today. Bottom of hour number two, Eric Caron, Switched On Life, former Treasury agent, joins us. We'll get into some of the conversation as we take a look at what is happening relative specifically to the FBI, which has apparently colluded with the New York Times, the Project Veritas and the FBI, or I'm sorry, Project Veritas and the New York Times have a lawsuit going on. And it is apparently a situation where the New York Times received client attorney privileged information from the FBI and published it. Yes, I'm looking for Rick Manning, please.
Yes, just a moment. Let me see if he's at his desk.
This is Pastor Greg Young for our radio interview. And so we have a bit.
He's not at his desk. You're going to have to get him on his cell phone. He's not.
I tried the cell and he's not answering. I'm calling for the radio interview. We're live on the air.
I hear you, but he's not here.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. We'll try and get him a different way. Please call me. Can't reach you on air. There we go. Okay. So we'll talk with Eric about that and get his thoughts with regards to the FBI's situation and what, you know, what does it mean? There it is. Okay. Okay. Wow. Hey, brother. So, folks, Windows forced an update on my computer over the weekend to Windows 11, and everything changed and everything moved, and so it's kind of a it's like getting a brand new computer and trying to figure it out. Anyway, good morning, Rick. Welcome aboard. Good to have you with me.
Yeah, it's a happy to help you through this first half hour, rocky half hour.
My. All right. Okay, top of the next hour, Dr. Tim Hives is with us. Dr. Timothy H. Ives. Stones of Contention is a new book that he has written, and it really is pushing back on some of the, well, it's the woke narrative about our founders and what actually happened there in the colonial era in New England. And there is a pervasive leftist ideology in New England precipitating a retrogression of race relations among descendants of colonial era populations. In other words, it's another one of those white man bad scenarios. And he is an archaeologist who delves into this and unwinds their narratives. So we'll have that coming up. Scott Coburn is with us, Patriot Mobile, and we'll talk to you about supporting American first, God-fearing Christian conservative companies and why that is so critically important. But first, my guest who has joined me, Mr. Rick Manning. Rick, welcome. Good to have you.
Glad to be here, Greg. Everything going okay in the And this weekend, did you have a good weekend? We always get started.
I did have a good weekend. We didn't do an India. We're getting ready. We're going to do an India outreach this next week. We're also going to be putting in a well next week, our 27th freshwater well. And I'm reaching out. I met some people yesterday. I preached, for the very first time, I gave my testimony live in person, and I did it here at a local church here in Bandera, and it was beautiful. It went very, very well. Actually, they kept me there visiting until the service started at 11, and I didn't get out of there till 4 o'clock.
Wow, that's a good time of fellowship.
It was,
no matter, else you talked really long.
No,
tell me you didn't talk till 3:45. Right?
I didn't. No, I had a number of people that came up afterwards in conversations, and it was wonderful. It was absolutely wonderful, and we just had a beautiful time. And then Thursday afternoon, Friday afternoon, and Saturday, I was at the Clay Clark Reawaken America event down in San Antonio. So got to see a number of wonderful people. I really want to encourage you folks to go. I did some interviews as well, and those videos are up on my website today. You can take a look at those. I had a former 16-year pediatric surgical nurse veteran who left her job because they were forcing mandates at the hospital she worked at. Vaccine mandates. And she said, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do that. And she shares her story and talks about the reason why. Had another lady that was on, a doctor that came on and spoke about what you can do. Dr. Justina came on and she shared what she's been doing and what she had started doing in their clinic in Houston to save the lives of COVID people that were coming in with oxygen levels down in the 50s and 60s. Basically what they did, and within hours, literally within hours, within minutes, one of the things they gave them within minutes was a steroid that opened their lungs back up within minutes. And within a couple of hours, they would be up back in the 96 to 98 range and walking out the door.
Wow.
Yeah. So really amazing, amazing stuff. Dr. Justina Taube, T-A-U-B-E. Anyway, did an interview with her as well, which was very powerful. Another interview with a gal that's helping to push back, helping our veterans and our service members to push back against these mandates where they are, you know, some have served us 20, 30 years in the service, and they're now being forced dishonorably discharged because they won't take the poke. And all of their benefits and so forth are being abandoned, or having to be abandoned. They're being forced to say, to choose between the poke or, you know, this other thing. And I have a couple of things that I'm going to put up on our site, but there is a document, from Pfizer. During their clinical studies, they write, the number of participants in the current clinical development program is too small to detect any potential risk of myocarditis associated with vaccination. Long-term safety of COVID-19 vaccine in participants 5 to 12 years of age will be studied in 5 post-authorization safety studies, including a 5-year follow-up study to evaluate long-term sequelae of post-vaccination myocarditis pericarditis. In other words, they understood that there was a problem. They understood that they had not put enough participants in to be able to determine the degree of the problem, and they needed a 5-year follow-up study before they should be releasing this and putting this into children. And I need to add this too. I was a huge fan of Marvelous Marvin Hagler. You remember him, Rick?
Yeah, a boxer. Really had great fights with Sugar Ray Leonard and
Tommy Hearns, the hitman Tommy Hearns.
From Detroit, yeah.
Yep, yep. Well, he died. He's dead.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Boxing was mourning on Saturday night after the shock death of one of its all-time greats, Marvin Hagler, just 66. He reportedly suffered side effects of the COVID-19 vaccine.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm stunned that he was only 66, but because that means I was older when I remember him than I remember myself being.
He was younger. I like to think of it as he was younger than what I thought. I didn't realize that he was that close in age when I used to pay attention to him.
Yeah, it's kind of like discovering that. So the story of his death is really should be bracing to people. It's one of those things where until people start having people that they know or know of having ramifications, it doesn't really hit home. It's just a number. And the same thing happened with the original with COVID virus. It was once people started knowing somebody was sick or something, it became much more real. Well, the same thing with the vaccine and the ramifications.
Well, and so then let me, let me see. That's not working. I apologize. Okay, so now the microphone, I am telling you, this thing has just...
The microphone's working great.
Well, the microphone's working great on my end. The problem is that, I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. Microsoft literally changed all of my settings and hid settings and changed where you find settings and all that other kind of fun stuff. So my TV audience was not getting to listen to much of what we said. But I want to bring this up for all of my audience. So this is a story now on LifeSite News. And I think we would, agree that LifeSite News is a good news source. John Henry Weston does a good job over there. What do you think, Rick?
Yeah, I agree. I take their stuff and I believe it's true. Yeah, yeah. That's important. And when I've checked it is true. So that's a
all right. So
I'm a Berean by nature, though. I want to check everything.
No. I agree. So here's what they're reporting. This is a Monday, November 8th, a week ago. But remember that story LifeSite covered last month regarding the 17-year-old hockey player in Ontario who got the COVID jab because he was denied entering into skating arenas without it. Sean Hartman, mm-hmm. with his whole life in front of him, died 2 weeks later. That was only the tip of the iceberg. In the last few weeks, there have been dozens of similar cases of young, super healthy athletes becoming seriously harmed or even dying, ending their athletic dreams. And there's a video that is going around that you can watch of them. I mean, these guys are standing on the field and all of a sudden they just keel over. Soccer players that in Europe, they're having a huge issue with this. At their soccer games, it's stopping the contests because these players are keeling over and dying on the field. And let's not forget that Europe and the soccer league was significantly ahead of the mandate that we just had happen last month with the NFL. So God forbid, but the next month.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
And now, your Pathway Minute with Dr. Robert Jeffress.
And so Moses went to God and said, the people are dying. Can you please heal them? And this is what God said in Numbers 21. He said, Moses, I want you to make a serpent of bronze and put it on the end of a pole. And then I want you to hold that pole in the air and tell people, if they will simply in faith look at that bronze serpent, the moment they look and believe, they will be healed. And of all of the illustrations God could have used of what it means to have saving faith, that's the one Jesus used. He said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must I, the Son of Man, be lifted up, that whoever believes, clings to, trusts in me alone, will have eternal life. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what it means to have saving faith.
Pathway Minute is produced by Pathway to Victory. To access the Bible teaching of Dr. Robert Jeffress, go to ptv.org. And now, your Pathway Minute with Dr. Robert Jeffress.
And so Moses went to God and said, the people are dying. Can you please heal them? And this is what God said in Numbers 21. He said, Moses, I want you to make a serpent of bronze and put it on the end of a pole. And then I want you to hold that pole in the air and tell people, if they will simply in faith look at that bronze serpent, the moment they look and believe, they will be healed. And of all of the illustrations God could have used of what it means to have saving faith, that's the one Jesus used. He said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must I, the Son of Man, be lifted up, that whoever believes, clings to, trusts in me alone, will have eternal life. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what it means to have saving faith.
Pathway Minute is produced by Pathway to Victory. To access the Bible teaching of Dr. Robert Jeffress, go to ptv.org.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. My guest is Rick Manning. We're talking, of course, about the Pfizer, the injections that are going on. I did some really, really powerful interviews over the weekend, and I hope that you will go to the website, chosengenerationradio.com. That's chosengenerationradio.com. Check out Nurse Danny. She is one of those. Also, be sure and check out Dr. Justina Taube, T-A-U-B-E. It's German, Taube. I think that's how you say it. I was messing it up. But anyway, Dr. Justina, be sure and listen to her testimony. And then I also did the prayer that I did with Dr. Tenpenny, who I saw this weekend as well, which is to unwind. God's the only one that can unwind the effects of the vaccine on your DNA and on your cell structure and so forth. And we have a deliverance prayer that the deliverance team at Freedom Encounters that I'm a part of, Ken and Sylvia Thornburg, worked with some experts and prayerfully put together a prayer to unwind the impact of that virus, that vaccine. And I really, really, really encourage you to go and pray that prayer, especially if you start having any symptoms as a result that could in any way be related to the injection. Rick, I want to switch topics for a minute. I just mentioned this to you as we were in the break, but Judicial Watch has said that it has firsthand evidence from the D.C. police that the shooting of Ashley Babbitt was unjustified. And this is a story being run by the Epoch Times again. And the reason I'm prefacing these folks is because there are going to be individuals who are going to go out there in an attempt to try to discredit. There was a huge effort to try to discredit the Epoch Times in total about 6 to 9 months ago. And if I'm not mistaken, Rick, I believe the Epoch Times actually had to file a lawsuit in order to reclaim its honor, because they were being defamed by one of the bigger outlets, because that outlet, of course, go ahead.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's a, you know, we have the, you almost have to fight your head. They will, you know, if you really are over the target, they will attack your organization. They'll attack who you are. They'll do everything they can to try to discredit. And in the king, and I will tell you, they do a ton of great work. It's well worth the small amount of cakes to subscribe. Do an Ashley Babb.
You're breaking
getting
up.
Information.
There you go.
Epic Times is getting information from Judicial Watch, and Judicial Watch is the gold standard. So, you know, they're sitting there, they're getting information, digging deeper, or sending the FOIAs or to a lot of different places, putting the pieces together. And, you know, if when the Republicans were get in charge again, they do well just to hire Judicial Watch to figure out what's going on, because they do a whole lot better than when the Republican staffers do it. But from a, but that means when they say that the D.C. police, they've got first-hand information that D.C. police think that the Ashley Babbitt shooting was not justified, you can take to the bank that they've got first-hand information that Ashley Babbitt shooting was not justified. That is a something we can now put in our databanks as being true. Big blue check mark next to it.
Yeah, here's what the quote is. These recordings and photos provide dramatic firsthand evidence that the shooting death of Ashley Babbitt was unjustified, said Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton. It is disturbing that neither the Pelosi Congress nor the Biden-Garland DOJ took no action over this needless death. And, of course, they exonerated the individual who did this. And he said, well, I couldn't fully see her hands or what was in the backpack or what the intentions are, but they had shown violence leading up to that point, according to Bird. But if you look at the video that they now have uncovered and the evidence they have, the pictures and so on, they were not under any form of threat. And specifically, Ashley Babbitt posed no threat when she was, you know, her hands at her side, unceremoniously shot and killed.
Yeah, it's there's the civil lawsuits that are, I would assume there's going to be a civil lawsuit, or it already is a civil lawsuit. And the data, you know, the information will come out, and, you know, Judicial Watch has done a great job of getting some stuff. I will tell you, the fact that with all the hearings and everything else they're having, the fact that in Congress, the fact they haven't released the video data of the Capitol, they haven't released any of that.
Right.
It tells a much, really a much more clear story about what they don't want us to know than anything they were going to learn in any January 6th effort to effectively indict the entire Trump administration.
Yeah. And something else also that just should be... No, okay, this is an older story. Never mind. I don't want to go back to that. There's a lot of evidence that's coming out with regards to this situation, and more evidence forthcoming. And apparently, too, that again, the treatment of these individuals should concern all of us, because many of them haven't even been charged yet, and they're being held without charges. That's a scary thought. Back with more Chosen Generation Radio right after this.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. A few years back, I installed exterior cameras and lights. They're great when I'm home or awake and we hear something. I can check the cameras and they record. However, having been in the security business, I knew there was no substitute for a professionally monitored system. I wanted a high-quality system at an affordable price, and I discovered CoveSmart.com. CoveSmart.com has excellent equipment, including sensors, cameras, and even medical alerts. It was easy to place my order online, arrived within days, and I was surprised how easy it was to install. In fact, my then 12-year-old son did most of the install in less than 30 minutes. No crazy wiring. And when on occasion someone forgets to turn it off when letting the dog out, I can count on CoveSmart.com to respond. It's simple to cancel the false alarm online and via text, but so comforting to know help would be on the way. I highly recommend CoveSmart.com. Use the code Pastor Greg for an additional $25 off. CoveSmart.com. Get yours today.
This is a Love Language Minute with Dr. Gary Chapman. A listener writes, Gary, my wife and I have been married for 36 years. 6 years ago, we decided to get divorced, but today we're still living together. We never separated. My question is, are we still married by what God says in the Bible?
We are married until we are divorced. We can have a healthy marriage, or we can have an unhealthy marriage. I would say it's time to begin to take steps to find a meeting place. I wrote a book called One More Try, What to Do When Your Marriage is Falling Apart. I suggest that would be a good book for the two of you to read and think in terms of what steps could we take to make things better. Going for counseling would certainly be a positive step in the right direction. Since you've stayed together 6 years, why not work on making it what you wanted it to be when you got married?
For more help, go to 5lovelanguages.com.
Winston Churchill, England's famous Prime Minister, was one of history's most eloquent and persuasive speakers. To educate oneself in eloquence, he recommended reading books of quotations from great speakers and thinkers. Quotations, Churchill said, when engraved upon the memory, give you good thoughts. Good thoughts are certainly a worthy goal, but reading a different set of quotations can result not only in good thoughts, but something greater as well. The psalmist wrote, God's word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against him. Only God's words are living and powerful and accomplish the goal of making us holy. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover the power of God's words on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.